This is Alan Windy, Premier of the Western Cape. Yesterday, the Provincial Treasury of the Western Cape approved a further allocation of 53 million rand in funding for emergency food relief during this lockdown period, because we know that many, many families are severely impacted by the lockdown, specifically their livelihoods, and food security is a big issue, and we need to make sure that everyone is covered. The allocation of funds for the emergency food provision plan includes 20 million rand for the distribution of 50,000 food parcels. These food parcels are for a family of four for 1 month. And or the Social Development Department will allocate these via NGOs to prepare and distribute these parcels. 5 million rand goes to the Department of Social Development for the delivery of an additional 10,000 cooked meals per day for 1 month. This is in addition to what they're already doing. 18 million rand goes to the Department of Education to initiate the special school feeding program. This starts on the 8th of April and runs until the 20th of April. Will target 485,000 existing feeding scheme beneficiaries with one takeaway meal a day, and this will happen across approximately 1,000 of our schools. Then a further 10 million rand to increase the number of beneficiaries receiving food at the existing Department of Social Development feeding schemes to 6,520 people. The Department of Social Development is also reactivating the ECD, or Early Childhood Development Feeding Schemes, where we have 1,100 registered ECDs being funded by the department, and this feeds about 80,000 children per day. I want to also thank the Minister of Social Development, Shana Fernandes, and her team for the work that they're doing across this province in making sure that we are food secure and that those in desperate need are looked after, as well as Minister Debbie Schaefer on how we are rejigging our school feeding scheme, also to at the same time alleviate the pressures that the lockdown is putting on people across the province. And last of all, just once again to thank everyone who is heeding the call, who is really, it's tough doing this, but making sure that we are flattening the curve and stopping the spread of this coronavirus. Thank you very much.